Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Adeptus Ridiculous Podcast. My name is DK Diamantes, his name is Bricky, and we're going to be learning about some, I'm pretty sure it's a Vashtor deal, but I'll let Bricky talk about that in just a minute. But before I do, if you enjoy today's episode, head over to patreon.com/AdeptusRidiculous, where you can get stuff like access to the Discord, bloopers if they happen. There is a primo goal. If we hit $20,000 on the Patreon, I will be taking the reins for an episode, one episode, and teaching Bricky about Warhammer Fantasy. So if that sounds like something you want, and it's something that gets asked of us a lot, patreon.com/AdeptusRidiculous. Also, there's a new poster, and I just wondering, Bricky, how do you feel about what the kids are calling the clutch?
Yeah, I don't really know why it took us this long to do a clutch thing, though it's already better than what you started the last episode with about wolves and things, and we can keep away from that in general.
I mean, it is essentially the same.
No.
It's just C, but with a different letter.
But the vibe is significantly different. The what it's specifically going for is extremely different.
Is it because the clown isn't as furry and hairy?
Yes!
That's it? I mean, come on, Bricky.
Oh my god.
Don't. Be a god gamer. Always be a goat, not a goddamn sheep.
God damn it. So speaking of, obviously, that poster is now available for sale at the merch site, orcadate.com. You can snag it, grab it, do whatever you want with it. Just don't post it on Twitter, because I don't know what you've done with it. As it goes. You be careful with that. Yeah. Other than that, though, yeah, it is up. All should be wonderful there. Master of Mankind's your next book club. So, DK.
So, Ricky.
So, first name D, last name Nuts.
How does that even work? What is the K silent? D.
Yeah, like knife, you know?
I don't.
Anyway. Today, you know what today is. You know what this
is. It's Vashtor!
It's Vashtor.
Vashtor, let's go! The cover of that book looks so hype. Everything Vashtor so far has been so cool. I'm so ready. Tell me about this, Marv.
So this book, I'd say, is pretty good. I would argue that it's maybe the weakest of the three so far.
High bar, though. The other two sounded really good, so that's not exactly a knock on the book, to be fair.
That is true. I have snapped a few shots from the book you might appreciate. This is on page one.
Whoa!
Is the most metal thing I have seen in my entire life.
Yes, that's so metal. Oh my god. That could very easily be a metal cover on like an album, sure.
Where mesh the cogs of industry to grind between the ever-turning teeth, the flesh and blood and soul stuff of the mortal and the infernal both? Where roars the hungry furnace, its flames hope to devour, its heat to give life from searing crucible unto molten ore and blood and bile a bubble? Where scratches the quill and clatter the keys by candle flame and cold buzzing lumen lit, by desperate hand and mind obsessed, bribin set free by mortality discarded. Where sparks the wire? Where rides the cable? Where blends the flesh and the adamant? Where wakes the engine infernal, and where laments the bound and bargained soul? There do you find him. There do you see him, and in the seeing does he know your heart, your mind, your price. There waits Vashtor the Archifame, and damnation is his gift.
Let's go.
That's so fun, dude.
What an intro. Whew. All right. Let's go.
So
Vashtor's so cool. Why are his rules so mid?
I don't know, because yes, Grandpa, you'll totally be the fifth Chaos God.
Let's get you back in the home, yeah.
Vashtor's story starts with him talking and kind of brooding over the differences between the mortal realms and his soul forges. He's a little bit annoyed that things are just kind of going so just, he hates the annoying life of mortality where you can only see things one after the other, constrained by such foolish mortal mechanisms as time.
Oh yes, I too hate that foolish mortal construct known as time. Why can't I be everywhere all at once?
It's a
great movie too,
actually. Or see everything all at once, or all that kind of stuff. He's just rather annoyed by it. But as he's talking around, he eventually goes and opens up this little warp portal and arrives on a loyalist ship. Surrounding him is a whole bunch of AdMech guys, and he's like, he just kind of has this low vox-laden chuckle, in which he then basically slams his hammer on the dais of the main bridge, and by doing so, starts spiking out little tendrils all across the ship. He smacks it a couple more times, unmakes a couple Skitarii, does some random stuff to the ship, you know.
He unmakes the Skitarii. There is an effect I would love to see in some sort of cinematic or game, just the Skitarii just kind of unraveling and... Yep.
I mean, that's kind of what happens. He basically holds his hand out towards them, and then all of their tendrils and stuff just like fly away like a fire hose let loose, and just start whipping and churning all of their all of the meat on the Skitarii.
Oh man, that's why is he so mid?
I don't know because he's just cool. Anyway, he was then greeted by an entire contingent of Death Watch Space Marines.
Oh, God. Okay.
Five of them walk up through the main bulk doors to him and with the icon of the Imperial Fist on the shoulder guard and slam their fist in their chest plate and say, Hydra Dominatus.
Oh, wow. Really?
Mm-hmm. And
Verily,
replied Vashtor. Know your role at this juncture. Watch Sergeant Leora. And the Alpha Legion chuckled and then thumbed the shot selector on his weapon. I do, Dark Artificer. We shall serve. So they sabotage this ship to get him on board because haha, Alpha Legion stuff.
Uh-huh, of course. Hydra Dominatus, of course, yep.
And he decided to basically make his way through the ship, smashing apart Skitarii, breaking down mechanisms, the usual kind of thing that he likes to do.
Just having a good time. Just,
yeah, you know, just doing classic Vashtor stuff. He's got plans afoot.
Okay.
He breaks into a room with a half, like, half metal, half human tech priest kind of person. And he says, You will tell me what I wish to know. And of course she replies, Abomination, she hissed. I am blessed with a sight of the Omnissiah, and I will never... Impatient. Vashtor drove a talon through the adept's throat. Not you, fleshling, sneered Vashtor. Adjusting his gaze on the cogitator banks nearby, in which a lumen light flickered and said, What is it you wish to know?
Oh, man. Wow, Vashtor's not nice.
So basically what's happening is in the ship, Vashtor's found an extremely dormant and hidden abominable intelligence, an AI.
Oh, the AdMech we're transporting around AI?
Not knowingly. It has kept itself hidden and under wraps for a very long time. And what...
Okay.
And so Vashtor is offering it a bargain. He says, tell me where I can find the battle station that the mortals call the Rock, which is the current homeworld, so to speak, kind of, sort of the Dark Angels chapter.
Okay. So Lion is Dark Angels, right?
Yep, Lion is Dark Angels. Okay. So... Quick note on that. Basically, we haven't talked about the Dark Angels in totality yet, but basically in their civil war, their planet basically just gets obliterated. Called
as
Caliban.
Planets often do in 40K, sure.
Mm-hmm. As they do. The biggest chunk of the planet that flew away had been taken over and turned into a floating fortress, basically. and they call that the Rock.
So they just recolonized a big old chunk of their planet that got blasted off, and they just used that as like their home base ship thing?
Pretty much.
That's so peak 40K.
It really is. It's very like, 40K.
Was it the Night Lords book where they find What's-Her-Face on a big old chunk of Nostromo? Like, they're just mining this big chunk of Nostromo, and it's like, oh, this is... Hello.
Yep, they find Activia
we're just,
there.
You're doing it. Yep.
Yep, yep. It's pretty funny. Mm. Anywho, so our story takes place on him trying to find this rock. And at the moment, we are heading to this place, a special planet known as Marwynt's Reach. Marwynt's Reach is being accompanied by a lot of people. Chief Librarian Tigerius from the Ultramarines. You've got a whole bunch of other various groups there. But what's happening at Marwynt's Reach is that they were not doing great with their Imperial tithes. And the reason for that is because a whole bunch of Chaos Knights have been invading their planets.
I guess that would put a stop to the tithes. Yep.
A bunch of Chaos Knights are storming through the area, breaking shit. They're this weird contingent of Chaos Knights, really like shadowy, like really kind of like wispy kind of Chaos Knights, all like black smoke and stuff.
Cool.
So going there, a whole bunch of loyalists have come to help assist them. Also a large contingent of knights as well, because the Knights of House Raven, I think. Yeah, House Raven were extremely upset because they had suffered a massive blow by Bellicor, snatched away their homeworld in its entirety to defile as they want. So there's a whole bunch of Chaos Knights now that have been swayed by Bellicor, and they're like, ooh, that's really annoying. I really want to kill all the people who did that, and so hopefully I can find some answers in these knights down here. So the Dark Angels flotilla on the Rock has come over there as well, along with a couple of their usual void craft escorts and the like. And almost immediately after that, a giant void portal opens up, like, right next to it.
Oh.
And in comes the newest Ark of Omen.
Bad timing for them.
And intentional, because Vashtor is the god of clockwork and making sure everything is going to he's got quite the going to plan thing, just in a more like mechanical way.
Being sort of like the way he looks and him being all mechanical, that makes a lot of sense. And the fact that he's so angry at like, oh man, I can only see in a straight line through time. Why can't I see the whole big picture? That makes sense for Vashtor.
So basically what has happened is that if you remember, there is a demonic like captain on each Ark of Omen known as the Ferryman.
Mm-hmm.
So what has happened is that this abominable intelligence, this AI, had been hiding for such a long time here. And its name is the Auric Myriad. That's the name of the AI. Mm-hmm. And after the illusion, Vashtor has signed it as a deal. Serve him and his purposes, and you will become the ferryman of this Ark.
Ooh, good deal for the AI. That's a great deal. How do you turn that down?
Oh, it certainly didn't. So it became the Ark of Omen known as the Auric Unleashed. And it's perfect. It has taken over most to all of the areas that weren't just like outright Tyranid and infested and the like in the Space Hulk, and set it upon the Rock, of course. Now, make it clear, this Space Hulk, as massive as it is still nowhere near the size of the Rock. The Rock is gigantic. This thing explodes from real space really close to the Rock, in unintentional, because having all of that warp right there immediately sends demons and shit festering through the various escort ships of the Dark Angels fleet. It's a pretty good idea to use that against you.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Now, Vashtor, there's a great little excerpt here that says Vashtor and Percherabo, demon primarch of the Iron Warriors Traitor Legion, had collaborated on many nightmarish projects over the millennia. They maintained a firm, if far from friendly, alliance.
Far from friendly. That's, wow, you don't say. Percherabo's a collaboration, far from friendly, huh? Okay.
Yep, so he had gotten a solid amount of Iron Warriors to go along with him, as well as the Black Legion mercenaries from Abaddon.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So the beginning of this is lots of naval warfare, just back and forth gunning here and there. But specifically, yes?
Oh, I was just going to say, I imagine the Iron Warriors kind of love Vashtor. Like, they seem like they'd be kind of, well, Percherabo doesn't like anybody, but
I was about to say.
Just like, Iron Warriors seem like they would mesh with Vashtor just perfectly, aside from Purdy. Yeah, they seem like they would mix really well.
I feel as if they have a bit of an in-between thing, because Iron Warriors still don't like demons in its own right. But it almost feels like enemy of my enemy, where it's like, hey, yeah, you're putting demons in big packs and crazy contracts, and that's kind of cool. But you're also a demon, so we don't really like you. But we don't like anyone, because we're Iron Warriors and we're bitter as shit.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Anywho, so what Vashtor has been specifically hopping towards is creating this fancy kind of weapon by doing all kinds of just ungodly, horrible blasphemy. It's a lot of explanation, but basically, yeah, the Auric Unleashed arc has a super weapon known as the Unmaker.
Oh.
And the Rock has a fancy-pantsy shield called the Gorgon's Aegis.
Ooh,
and cool. Firing this Unmaker thing at it around five times or so was finally able to break and fizzle out this Gorgon's Aegis. And let me make this clear, is that this is a feat to do that. It is, like, this is the shield of shields. Basically, right, you needed Vashtor to make a Death Star-like super weapon and fire it five times and break, and basically break it. He can't really use it again for a while, but it was able to break the shields of the Rock, which is a huge deal.
I also love the naming schemes, how, like, the Dark Angels have something that's very sort of elegant, and the Gorgon's Aegis, and Chaos is just like, yeah, this cannon, it unmakes stuff.
It's the Unmaker.
It's the Unmaker. This thing will unmake you, and it's like, oh, okay.
So with that came the boarding. The boarding of the Rock, of course. With the shield collapsed, it was time for everyone to get their ass on board. And through there came all kinds of stuff, all kinds of demons coming down. The Black Legionaries, you got Zinchian sorcerers, you got all the Iron Warriors dropping in, all attack craft, just never ending attack craft.
Good luck, Rock.
Vashtor has some really fun moments here where like a storm bird flies overhead, and he just kind of twists his hand and all the components of it just, like, disappear. They all, like, break apart. They get reduced to their base components.
That sounds so cool. That is an animation I would love to see. Just all of these Unmaker Vashtor effects where all of the screws just start flying out and all the parts just start unmaking themselves. Sounds like it'd be so cool to watch.
Apparently, Vashtor found it incredibly humorous because he was watching Dark Angel Space Marines just floating away in space, not being able to do anything because their ship is just breaking into bits. And he's just like,
got him. Yeah, exactly like that clip that Chai just posted, the black and white car falling apart. Yeah, except, you know, space
bird. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he also had this parts where he's getting, like, shot by plasma, and, like, when he's getting shot by, he's kind of adjusting the particles of the plasma mid-air. He absorbed a bunch of plasma he got shot by after adjusting its atom structure or whatever, and he turned it into this big, like, metal comet that he fired from his hammer. which is not something you can do in game, and I'm very upset about that. Whoa. I would love a flaming comet.
Wait, so he can readjust, like, atoms of plasma bursts that are fired at him midair? And he can just be like, he can just twist his hand and be like, oh yeah, now this plasma is metal, and now I'm going to shoot it at you? He does that?
So Vashtor reminds me a little bit of like a balancing nature of Heimdall in God of War, where it's not like he can do crazy, crazy things, but anyone can still be overloaded by just like amount of stuff.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So he was able to do things like that a few times, and then he was like able to unmake a couple bullets on his way, but then some would like clatter against his shield. Yeah. Plasma blast would hit him and it scorched his armor and he got kind of mad, so he like turned over and flamered them.
Oh, you know? Man, that just sounds so cool. I love shit like that.
He's just got all kinds of mechanisms. He knows all kinds of stuff like that. He is the god of cogitators.
I love him. Man, I love Vashtor. I love all of this shit.
So the main thing after all of this is that, or the main thing with this whole war for the Rock is that the third and final component for the major artifact lies deep in the Rock. This is and that's why he's here. The final piece of his little puzzle, or the final main piece.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
If you'll remember, the Dark Angels don't much like people finding things out about them.
I've heard this. I've heard that they're not big fans of that. Yeah.
So the main group here is it's all the main Dark Angel players: Azrael, Ezekiel, Belial, Samael, Asmodai. They're all here. Azrael is the guy who got the newest mini that you can. Oh yeah, that Shy posted above there. Azrael is currently going through the Rubicon Primaris to become Primaris-sized. Okay. They make it seem a lot harder than it is a lot harder in the book. He was pronounced legally dead twice during the procedure and needed to be resuscitated by electronics.
Okay, that sounds awful. What was that book that we read where they went over how to become a Primaris and how awful the torture is and how terrible it is even for, like, Space Marine level people, right?
We just read it. It's literally Belisarius' Call. It was the last book.
Shut up. It feels like a long time ago, all right?
It was like a week and a half.
Yeah, well, that's a long time.
Shut up and instead look at these awesome images from the book.
Okay.
All right, you goddamn yes, whore. There's one. Thank you, Shy. You can see Vashtor is looking in the back right there.
I love how ominous Vashtor is in the back there. That's such a cool shot. Oh my god. Just Vashtor looming. That's great.
There's a couple more of the horrible looking demons.
What is that?
It's the mechanical demons stuff.
So cool.
It's your chainsaw flames. Man.
Oh, he's so cool. That is indeed a chainsaw man. Yep.
There are some wacky ones in there.
Wow, whoever's doing do we know who the artist is that does all this? Because they've been putting in some work. Or is it a group of people? Because hooey. Whew.
They do a really good job with all that stuff.
Oh, yeah,
all of the demons look so gross.
Oh, it's horrifically amazing. I love it.
So the big battle here mainly comes around this place called the Nameless Gate. Behind the Nameless Gate is where they store all of their secrets. And by that, it's like old weapons, captives, all kinds of really important things that only the inner circle of the Dark Angels really understand. Because
in calling it the Nameless Gate, they gave it a name. Ironic, eh? Because it's the Nameless Gate. It has a name. What is it? It's the Nameless Gate.
That's you don't go weird. Through the Nameless Gate, because the Nameless Gate is where all the secrets lie, and that's what they want to protect the most.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So during the big kind of fight down below, the main battle comes between Azrael and Vashtor. And as they, you know, just fight each other overall. Something to note that's, I think, rather important is, and something that I think people forget is like, okay, so Azrael versus Vashtor. Vashtor wins this fight. This is not a competition.
I was about to ask, like, does Vashtor absolutely overwhelm Azrael? Because, like, I get that Azrael is a very important, very strong space marine of the Dark Angels, but, like, it's Vashtor. Like, he is looking to become a chaos god, if he can. There's no way a space marine is gonna get the one-up him, right? Even a Primaris version. There's no way.
Not only was Vashtor just gigantic, and the Dark Angels had their backs against the wall to their main gate as like their kind of final stand in this section of the area. Mm-hmm. Azrael was just off the fucking operating table.
Oh, so okay, he had just come back from his little becoming of a Primaris things. Oh, so that's even worse for him.
Yeah, so the fight going through was quite rough for him. And even though he got a couple good hits on Vashtor, Vashtor just like clanged on him pretty hard with his hammer. But then things get a bit bizarre because Vashtor is on a bit of a time crunch here. The rock is slowly moving to assist the planet. I forget the name. They don't say it much. The planet being besieged by the Chaos Knights, and on that planet are the Ultramarines, Nova Marines, Imperial Guard, lots of them that are coming to now assist the Rock. Right. So he's got a bit of a time limit.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to get overwhelmed by Space Marines.
But during their fight against Azrael, little wisps of shadow and strangeness there start to kind of curl around as all the lights on the Rock go out for a short second. Pitch black. And they come back on with this very light dim. And then shadowy little circles and wraps in the fabric of reality go through. And then more black hooded Chaos Space Marines emerge from this portal. Word Bearers and Black Legion and various other Space Marines emerge from these shadowy portals. Having the Dark Angels mutter their little statements of the Fallen. They say that the Fallen. The Fallen are back. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if they're actually the Fallen. I don't know enough about Dark Angels to determine if they're actually the Fallen. But they do contain the Mark of Bellicor.
Oh, okay.
And immediately, these Marines and demons enslaved to Bellicor start murdering everybody.
As we're Chaos no long- does, sure.
We're no longer on a 1v1 thing. We're on a 1v1v1. It's time for madness. And so...
Oh, wait, are the Bellicor ones actually going after, like, Vashtor's forces too? Or is it just...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so they're not there to bolster up Vashtor's forces. They're just there to kill anything that moves.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that makes things way more interesting.
I don't know. I doubt that's the original Fallen. I don't think so. I don't know enough about the Fallen, but the Dark Angels seem to think that they're the Fallen and are very upset about that.
Yeah.
Because of the Dark Angels. But this whole distraction gave Azrael a bit of time to retreat away from Vashtor's onslaught. I think Dark Angels players will not be happy about, because retreating is like not a Dark Angels thing.
They would rather die in battle than retreat type of thing.
It's like, I would rather die than let the secrets that are hidden in this rock let out to anybody.
Uh-oh. You cut out on Discord there for a little bit.
Oh, I was just saying that the secrets of the rock are way too important for anyone else to know.
Ah, okay. So them retreating from the rock is like, no, we can't do that. We have to, if we die protecting the secrets, so be it. We have to protect the secrets. They're that important. Gotcha.
Yeah, it's important enough to like death is preferable in this situation, and yeah. And I would never want to have new Dark Angels recruits go and protect the vaults.
Yeah.
But
so you think Dark Angels players a little upset about that? Little cope seed mold.
I mean, I don't think they're crazy enough to assume that Azrael could 1v1 Vashtor any better than Azrael could 1v1 Bellicor. But at the same time, falling back is definitely not really in their MO.
Okay.
Granted, you could argue they're falling back to help reinforce the Nameless Gate, which he was.
Okay.
And that's really, really important. But it's mm-hmm. definitely, like even in-game, that unit, that inner circle, like, I don't think they can fall back at all. Like, they're not allowed to.
Right. Gotcha.
And so it might be a little bit. But despite that all, Bellicor whisks away Vashtor back to the surface of the rock, in which he starts to basically taunt him. He hates right. everything and everyone, and he's entirely here to tell Vashtor that he belongs lower on the totem pole of the Chaos Gods, and I'm going to put you back in your place.
Okay, so is Bellicor mad that Vashtor is rising up in the ranks so quickly, it seems, since he's got all these arcs and everything, and Bellicor is just like, nah, dude, this is my realm. This is my shit.
You will never become a fifth Chaos God. I won't allow it. Get back in your place. Go home. And I'm going to send you home.
Ooh. Also, so would Bellicor beat the shit out of Vashtor? Like, if they 1v1'd, Bellicor would probably destroy Vashtor, maybe?
Yeah, Bellicor is a far stronger fighter overall. And he would, I mean, in game, it's not even a goddamn contest. Bellicor would whoop his ass. But Bellicor would definitely beat Vashtor's butt.
Okay.
He is very powerful. Yeah, it's cause the most powerful and greatest of all demon princes. Now, Vashtor is not a demon prince. He is technically a demigod, a mini god. But Bellicor is a strong. He's like a form of shadow. It's a little hard to fight that.
Wow. Yeah. Have we talked much about Bellicor? I don't think we have. Have we?
No, not really. He got a recent mini and it's kind of coming back to the fold a bit more.
He got that really swole model, right?
Yeah, Swellicor, yeah, he's buff.
Or whatever.
Swellicor. Mm-hmm. Swolicor.
Swolicor.
Mm. But this is where things kind of devolve into absolute chaos. No
literally.
Damn it.
Let's go.
Bellicor is fighting Vashtor. They're both fighting on the surface. All of Bellicor's minions and Vashtor's minions are fighting. The Dark Angels now through this three-way combat have an ability to reinforce and bolster their defenses and get back into prime fighting shape. The fight between Bellicor and Vashtor go about as it seems. He wisps away into weird little bits of shadow and then blocks with the hammer and then smashes back and misses because it's mm-hmm. shadow and getting cuts and stabs. And Bellicor really kind of stunts on Vashtor for a bit.
Get Vashtor, stunted on.
He does get a good couple hits in. I know mm-hmm. one, he like cracks Bellicor's jaw with the hammer. Good upswing.
Ooh, nice, nice.
But basically, that his little shadow form makes him so damn hard to take down.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean,
so,
how do you hit a shadow, right?
Yeah. And so with that, Bellicor's attacks and warriors were really just causing all kinds of problems. And at the end, the Ultramarines and various groups coming up from the planet were about to arrive. And most of Bellicor's forces had been killed at this point. But he's like, mm-hmm. I've done my job, idiot, loser, dumb head,
no.
stupid head. I've yep. to remind you of your place.
He was just there to ruin Vashtor's plan so Vashtor couldn't get a leg up with the Chaos Gods and everything. And, what a f***er.
It's pretty funny. It says, you are the lick spill of the spoiler, growled Bellicor. Appropriate, perhaps, that the oil grub king of soot and scraps should serve as a mere tool in a mortal's hands.
Ooh, that's some vitriol. Oh, Bellacor, you got away with words.
It's pretty good. Vashtor has this fun little, a spiteful thing you are with little purpose and less wit. It's fun.
I don't know, man. That was a pretty great line. That sounds like Vashtor just huffing the copium after getting owned in a fight and getting owned in the verbal joust.
Is Bellacor basically states, no, not to gloat, but to humble one who needs reminding of their lowly place in the pantheon.
Damn. I'm liking Bellacor more and more. Like, I came into this like, oh, Vashtor. And now I'm like, damn. Bellacor, kind of a Chad, though.
Bellacor, kind of like Purdy, where...
very petulant.
Extremely petulant, very spiteful.
Very petty, yeah.
No one gets to be player one except for me.
That's my color. Fighting games. You don't get to be color two. That's my color.
I want to play as Mario.
You have to play as Wario.
So,
all right.
To end their major fight, Vashtor, in this kind of fit of rage, basically slams the ground with his hammer and grabs most to all guns, tower emplacements, turrets, tanks, and all in the vicinity, and turns them directly onto Bellacor. Because he's like, God damn it. All right, that's it. Every gun in this last half square mile is going on your face. They all just start to gun down Bellacor as Bellacor wisps himself away with multiple holes in his body.
I was going to say, if he just goes into his little shadow form or whatever, it doesn't even matter if all the guns are pointed at him. Who cares? You basically stopped Vashtor. He's just temper tantrum. Just GTFO, dude.
And a shadow can still be dispersed to an extent. It's just hard to hit, basically.
He needs to bring a floodlight with him next time so there can be no shadows, right? You know, just...
That's stupid, but you know what? Effective. Shut up. Bring a light.
Yeah, bring lots of... Just bring floodlights, you know?
Bring a lumen.
Yeah, just attach them to, like, your shoulders, just these big lights to your shoulders, and just no more shadows.
So, with that, and Bellacor's purpose mainly done, a good portion of the battle at this point is not working out for our boy. The Dark Angels are getting back into strength. The Ultramarines are coming. Vashtor, surprisingly, calls for evacuation. Actually brings down Stormbirds and stuff to pick up Iron Warriors and Black Legionaries that have been, you know, they evacuate. So he gets them out of there.
They retreat, yeah.
Which is, normally he would just fuck off.
Yeah, what do I care about these lowly warriors? Screw it, I'm out.
He said he would prefer a defeat as opposed to a massacre in the eyes of Abaddon. All his men to be dead.
Sure. You don't want to lose all your ranks. Yeah, I guess. Oh, yeah, sure.
So he has to end up bailing overall. It was messy, drawn out, but he was able to pull a good portion of them out. However, with that, the Dark Angels rout and start reclaiming the rock. They get their shield back up and they start rooting out the heretic Astartes all around that were left behind, dragged in chains to cells normally reserved for the Dark Angel's own fallen. Quote, though they did not know it yet, the Chaos Worshippers would soon endure horrors beyond even their own twisted imaginings at the hands of the interrogator chaplains of the Dark Angels.
Ooh, man. If it's horrific even for a Chaos Space Marine, that's gotta be some gnarly stuff that's about to happen.
They're pretty rough. There's a funny little excerpt in here about how the librarians are trying to go assist them in this specific part of the rock. And after a large volume of angry back and forth Vox messages, they decide to go somewhere else because it's like, don't worry, Dark Angels, I'll help you in your sanctum. No, you won't. You're not getting anywhere near this sanctum. Go over there.
Dark Angels are like Spanish Inquisition, except way worse. Okay. Okay.
After this, there are two excerpts. One from a prisoner and one from a from Vashtor and Abaddon. The prisoner, I think it was a Black Legionary or whatever, was held in pitch darkness. And I mean pitch. If you were like a Night Lord, maybe you could see it. But this guy, even with Space Marines gear, he couldn't see a thing. And wow. He has been starved for a long time. Because Space Marines still do need to eat at a point.
Oh, yeah. At some point.
So he is being starved for a large period of time. And going so that each time the interrogator arrives to question him, it's the intervals have been getting more and more erratic, specifically to always arrive at a time you could never guess.
Mm-hmm.
And as the interrogator arrived, it immediately was blinding pitch white light. And then a roar of static that like would rake through his ears. And the interrogation was pretty like straightforward. How did you know where the rock would be? And then he says, and you know, the demon knew. Like, how was the Gorgon's Aegis disabled? The demon knew. And then pain would rip through his body like it poured sulfur acid on his organs is what it was described as.
Jesus.
What is the device? I don't know. Torture. What is nature of the demon? I don't know. Torture.
And he probably doesn't know the nature. I mean, he's just, it's a chaos space marine. What the hell does he know other than I was sent here to kill shit. So, yeah.
Though, actually, he ends up actually telling them information that he randomly just found out. Turns out Vashtor has fed some info into the captives.
Okay.
And forced them to say it.
False info, I assume, to sort of throw them off.
Info nonetheless that all the captives are saying together. Now, the Dark Angels are like, that's weird. We've been interrogating them for weeks and they all know the answer right now.
Yeah, and it's all the same answer. Sus?
Yeah, very sus. Nevertheless, still something to go by. Mm-hmm. And Vashtor and Abaddon chat for a little bit in a pretty crazy exchange. Abaddon is not happy, so he's going through an Admech ship just tearing apart things with his legionaries. And they throw all of the Admech bodies into this giant carnal pit in which a bunch of sorcerers are casting a spell. And this pile of massive bodies and electronics forms into a big face on the ground. And it's Vashtor's fucking face.
Oh!
And so he's speaking and he's like, his lips are discarded swords and flesh and meat. So when he talks, he spits and burbles blood and eye lenses and stuff. Man. It's so awful.
That is awful, but that would be some great imagery. Like, I can't believe nobody did an illustration of that for these books. Cause that is, that's a lot. That's a hellscape.
It's they have a bit of an interesting conversation. They are he is rather upset, and Vashtor is I bet. Don't talk down to me, you dickhead.
It's probably a good idea. Probably a good idea not to talk shit to Vashtor. Yeah.
Main thing is that Abaddon and Bellicor are allied. To an extent.
Oh, really? I didn't realize Bellicor and Abaddon were allied. I thought Bellicor was just out on his own? What?
He mostly is. It says Abaddon said he had long known that permitting Bellicor within his inner circle of lieutenants was a gamble. Better to have such a duplicitous being close than leave him free to run amok. And so Vashtor was like, your boy fucked my day.
She sure did. So for Abaddon and Bellicor, it's sort of a keep your friends close but your enemies closer kind of deal, where it's pretty better much to have him close and you know what he's doing rather than to just be like, I don't know where the fuck he is.
So gotcha. The end of this basically goes to the point where Vashtor is like, I decided to go ahead and let them know basically where we were in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And Abaddon said, even if you are right, why would they bring the rock? Why not simply send warships? It's all the better if they do, said Vashtor. I still have the Auric Mirium. Its talent for locating the rock remains undimmed. If they seek to conceal their stone haven, I shall fall upon it while they writhe in the jaws of the trap. You would have no way of bringing down their shield a second time, said Abaddon. I am the warp god of the forges. No device fashioned by mortal hand I cannot undo. But it will not come to that. They will guess, too, that I might return. They will clutch their secrets close, keep them in sight, and surround them with strength. Only be ready, Despoiler. In your linear terms, the end hastens closer.
Ooh. Also, what's to stop Vashtor from breaking the Gorgon's egress again?
Well, his superweapon got fucked up because it got fired 5 times.
Well, yes, but like it seems like is that something that just the Ark had? I guess Vashtor didn't necessarily build that, did he? Or did he?
He built it.
Why can't he just make another one?
Well, it could be the things that he exhausted to do it maybe aren't as available.
Pull a Star Wars sequel trilogy and make a bunch of Star Destroyers that all have Unmakers on them.
So there's two things. One, as Shai said, Vashtor clearly doesn't think it's going to be an issue.
That's true. He doesn't seem that concerned with it. He doesn't seem like he's... Yeah, that's fair.
And two, it's like... You know, like, you gotta remember this stuff in 40K terms. Often when they say they brought together the components to do a super weapon, it took like 50 years sometimes, you know? Like, this is 40K terms, man.
That's true. I do often forget how quickly 40K timelines run. And it's like, oh yeah, we made a super weapon, hooray! And it's like, yeah, that was 100 years ago that we started. It's like, oh!
Yeah, it gets very much back and forth with this thing. But Vashtor obviously doesn't seem like it's going to be a problem. And the AI knows where the rock is at all times, because this is an old, abominable AI. Mm-hmm. So, basically, it's like, oh, if they send their giant fleet to go attack us, cool. We'll just translate next to the rock. It's less defended situation.
Yeah, it'll be much less defended because they'll be busy trying to, you know, send a full attack force at the Arcs or whatever.
So that's the end of this book. It's not quite as good for me, mainly because it feels like Bellacor just kind of shows up to make Chaos have a setback and not get their
he
prize.
He shows up to literally cause chaos.
Yeah, and it's like, that's, in terms of lore accurate, it's extremely lore accurate. That's a total Bellacor thing right there. It's a little bit like, how do we have the Dark Angels survive this? How do we have our special fancy Dark Angels the Space Marines that don't lose ever kind of thing get away? And this would be the one.
Yeah, definitely.
Or at least your name Space Marines. Plenty of Space Marines have died recently, but...
Oh, sure, sure.
Compare this to the massive Angron dub of last book. Which I guess that might be the reason you had the huge Chaos W and then you have the Chaos L.
Yeah. I was going to say, well, I guess it is an L because they didn't get the artifact. But I mean, they did some stuff. You know, they put up a fight. They killed some Space Marines, you know. And obviously, like, man, can you imagine how pissed off the fan base would be if they were just like, yeah, the Dark Angels are dead.
Yeah, well, dead. Yeah.
That would be, that'd be a yikes.
I mean, obviously not that level, but getting their artifact, sure. You can still get your artifact.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Yeah.
So at some point, it's got to come to a head where Vashtor's got to make another attack run on the rock to get this artifact, because that's the end goal for them. Get all these artifacts and do they thing. And is this, I'm assuming one of these books people think is going to be on good old Lion, Dwayne the Rock?
I was about to say,
hey.
you know who's asleep on the rock?
Mm-hmm. He's looming. The Lion looms.
Yep, they got to go back to the rock, and going back to the rock means,
So do you think the Lion is gonna like fight off Vashtar? Because like if they wake up the Lion, it's like, oh hey, there's a Primarch. They're not gonna be like, hey, he's up. Vashtar kills him. There's no way, right?
No. The Lion will wake up and get Vashtar and Abaddon to flee from the fight. That's 100% exactly. What's gonna happen.
Yeah, it 100%. Has to be. No way the Lion doesn't come out of this looking like just the biggest hero of all time, right?
Probably. It's that seems almost entirely what it's going to be. It's like, hey, I'm up. Hello, it's me. And get out of here. Now, yeah. The next and book is Farsight, interestingly enough.
Ooh, the 8 comeback, right? Right. Canon 8. Canon Torchstar abs, all that stuff. All good stuff, right? Right.
Left.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Excited
mm-hmm.
though. These books have been really great so far. I do like everything that's going on. Shy has a note.
Mm-hmm.
Shy says, I will note Chaos broke into the rock, which is heart of the main base of one of the main Space Marine chapters. It's super secretive and insanely fortified since it's in many ways a prison. So Vashtar finding it, breaking in, and murdering a shitload of people in there is a big kick in the ass for the Dark Angels.
That is really true. The simple fact that he broke down the Gorgon's Aegis and got onto the rock is actually quite a substantial feat.
Yeah, he was going to win until Bellicor showed up.
Well, win, not 100% sure, but certainly was making his path to win.
Yeah,
he was doing a good job.
It seemed like the tides were turning in Vashtor's favor, and if Bellicor didn't show up, he was going to get his artifact.
Maybe. It's certainly possible. Bellicor definitely ruined his day. Whether other Dark Angel stuff could have been the way to deal with it, who knows. But it was pretty neat. There was one cool part in the fight with Bellicor when Vashtar grabbed a whole bunch of missiles flying over him and launched them on the ground next to Bellicor and specifically left one open space to allow him to manifest that was not going to get hit by a missile, in which when Bellicor manifested, he immediately took a fucking upswing to the hammer or from the hammer, which that is pretty goddamn baller.
That's a move. Oh, that's so cool. There's so many these fights. Like, I want to see them animated, and I want to see them in like a trailer or something, but it's like, GW is so bad about making like animations or episodes a thing, and then there's that Warhammer Plus nonsense, and it's like,
Warhammer Plus is not great, so.
No.
But, yeah. God damn it, Shy. Sorry, if it's on Warhammer Plus, it's gonna be animated in black and white at 2 FPS. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, yuck.
You know, I'm honestly shocked that GW didn't jump into cryptocurrency considering how quick they want to chase trends.
Oh, yeah. It's
anyway.
Or Warhammer 40K NFTs or something.
Oh, God. Could you imagine you could, like, mint a character as, oh, God. I have a limited
right?
Abaddon as a spoiler.
It's almost shocking that they didn't.
I'm going to give myself fucking...
As soon as you say it and have that guttural reaction, it's like, oh, God, that sounds like something they would totally do.
You know, on one side, though, like, despite all the problems, they still write really good books, and their art team is still top fucking notch.
Oh, yeah. These books have been some of my, these have been some of my favorite episodes that we've done, because they are just, I love them. I love where this current story is going, and I can't wait for like the Farsight and Lion books and see how this all progresses. It's been great, and I'm seeing more clips of those Geiger-esque, as Shy called them, Geiger-esque aliens. In there.
Mm-hmm. Next book should be Farsight, apparently. So
hell yeah,
we're gonna see how that turns out. Until then, Bellicor, suck my.
That's the ending.